Please be seated. There is absolutely nothing in this parable of the workers in the vineyard that is fair. The last will be first, and the first will be last. Really? You and I all know that hard work and commitment and intelligence and self-reliance, that's what gets us ahead. That's what gets us to the front of the line. And those who don't see it that way, well, or aren't willing to put in the effort, well, the back of the line is where they deserve to be. I can understand that. Because we human beings have this innate sense of what is fair and what's not. But since we know that life isn't always fair, that life doesn't always throw at us what is equal and just and earned and deserved, it makes it all the more important that we should be able to depend on God to be fair. God should be the good landowner in this gospel text who keeps up with who does what and how hard the work was and how long they've labored in the field. But that's just not how this gospel lesson works. The people at the end of the line who work the least get the same reward as those who worked all day. There's nothing at all fair about that, and you know why. It's because every single one of us in this room heard this parable from the perspective of those who did the right thing and worked all day, didn't you? We're the ones who showed up on time. We met our end of the bargain, and of course we deserve more. But what if that's not the way that Jesus intended us to hear this parable? If you have lived your life in the front of the line, then good for you. You are lucky. Not blessed, lucky. But if you feel like you've spent a lot of time in the back of the line, then what you hear in this parable is really good news. God is not fair. And the truth is, this isn't a parable about justice and fairness. Instead, it's a story about grace. In a nutshell, that's what this parable is about. God's grace. God is not fair, and thank God, God is not fair. I preached that sermon 100 times. Which means you probably heard it 100 times. And I told the group on Wednesday night that I just didn't want to preach it again, although I think I just did. But I wasn't feeling the manna in the wilderness story from the Old Testament. And frankly, Paul sounds a little whiny to me in his letter to the Philippians. So I struggled with what to talk about this morning. That is, until I reread the gospel text. And I got stuck on a particular line. And then I saw a mention of one of my favorite books in Father Tom's blog. And I realized where I wanted to go this morning with this sermon that was bothering me so. Matthew writes, "And am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me?" Those are the words of the landowner. And if we follow the parable, those are the words of God. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? And it occurred to me that maybe we're not supposed to understand this parable. Maybe we don't have the capacity to mirror God's inordinate graciousness that is found in this text. Maybe we're simply not able to conceive of God's sense of justice and fairness. We human beings have this inherent resistance to undeserved generosity. Fairness for us is about equality and accountability and measurability. Maybe the point is that we're incapable of fathoming God's abundance in what belongs to God. And maybe the point is that we humans live with a God inside our minds and inside of our hearts that is simply too small. And that was the book Father Tom mentioned in his blog. "Your God is Too Small" was a book written by J.B. Phillips back in the 50s. And when I read this book many years ago, it helped me to understand that the God who created the universe, who was and is and ever will be, is simply bigger than the way we've imagined or thought about God. Maybe the point of this unfair parable is to let go of trying to understand and be able to explain God. Because most often when we try that, we tend to drag God down to our level and somehow put God in our carefully constructed and meticulously guarded boxes. But that view of God is too small. The parable of the laborers in the vineyard does exactly what Jesus' parables are supposed to do. It makes us uncomfortable. No matter how hard we try to tame the message by fitting it into our molds of a too small God, and in turn rationalize accepting a kingdom of heaven that is nowhere close to the one Jesus came to establish. And while there may be some comfort in having a God that we can explain, the truth is God defies explanation over and over again. For reasons we may never understand, God unfairly loves each of us unconditionally and loves to reverse the order of things just when we in our wisdom seem to have it all figured out. And while I may not always understand God, I do understand how powerful and unfathomable and indefinable both giving and receiving pure generosity can be. And perhaps the best we can do is to literally fling open the doors and windows of our hearts to a God that's a whole lot bigger than we can imagine or explain. And just find joy resting in his presence. God's big. God is a God who can and does do what he chooses with what belongs to him. An inexhaustible supply of love and grace and generosity and patience, whether it makes sense to us or not. God love you. Amen.